I think it's unfortunate, but it does not inspire confidence in CIP requests that we've received, and those have been significant, certainly in recent years. It does not inspire confidence in the operating budget process, and it certainly calls into question, I think, the expenditures that we keep hearing about time and time again, things like consultants and outside experts. But in the end, at least in my opinion, it comes down to accountability and responsibility. And it's my opinion, and I'm speaking mainly as a member of the Alexandria City Council and within my capacity as a fiduciary steward of the city's taxpayers. But it's in my opinion that the superintendent should resign because of these problems. I respect the authority of the school board in terms of their relationship with the superintendent. And again, I'm expressing my opinion as an elected official and my opinion as a fiduciary member of this council. And it's a conclusion that I've come to after reading the audit and hearing, I think, sort of the response that's come forward from the superintendent. And I think there needs to be more accountability, certainly in the system. I think the school board under their leadership is implementing that system, but ultimately the buck stops at the top, as I said when Ms. Bias was here. And I think it's unfortunate that we're at this situation, but you know, that is my opinion, that the superintendent should give serious consideration to resigning because of the facts that have been presented by the capital improvement audit. As again, I have no idea what could be out there in terms of the operating budget, but I think a resignation is in order.